This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
You already have Maimon from Hillel. Where if the saying separate memories, you would say at each one Voyema. Our period there. Ki mipnei she niskal esnei zeh. Milas HaTzibu. She'om HaVacholitim HaTzibu. That's where we're coming off now. Kova Gamkin Kan Diva Hilo Shumifarsh Gamkin Milas HaTzibu. That is not Tiprish Atan HaTzibu. V'ahepach Zeh Yochid She'in Anech Shevel HaTzibu. And the Persian Tzibu is a Yochid. L'kacha Mal Tiprish Men HaTzibu Ke HaTzibu She'in Makalal Him Oindim. So that's why the person should start. Think of person tzibur, person atov, it's just a kim yoisa. So the person is going away from the tzibur. He's not only he's jeopardizing his own kim. Let him not think. I guess almost like we had the Megillah. Ve'amafat zola yamadu l'mokam acher u'miyadim leif kizay sigat that the if the Yochid is not sure of Kiyum, there's no Aftos Kiyum for Yochid, and the Mela, he's putting his own Messias in jeopardy if he doesn't go along with the Tzibur. Well, the Tzibur of Pleasure, the Tzibur of Pleasure, the Tzibur of Kiyum for Yochid. Void. Ki HaKlal Hu HaKoyl. The Yesh Bem Koyach HaKoyl. Well, the Tzibur of Pleasure, the Tzibur of Pleasure, the Tzibur of Pleasure, the Bechutz. Bechutz Lehevel Nechshav Dovazeh, Shayotim Laklal. So he's saying here an added knech. I think the word, the nekuda that the Hadgosh is on, is when he says, the bigger person says, Persian Akol Behumi Bachutz, in the first half, in the first chapter he has, the verse is like this. There's a tzibah, there's a yachid, they both exist. The nafkamina is if a tzara ever comes on a yachid can chasu shalom be kola. A tzibur has aftoch of kiyum and it's a dover that's miskayim, and that's why it will be kayim and so on. So a person is putting himself in danger when he is leaving the klal. That is the first pshat. The second pshat is that the ongoing hashpah that Hakadosh Baruch Hu has. And the ongoing inyanim that the tzibur has, when a yachid leaves it, he loses it. There's always a metzias of inyanim of hashpos that the tzibur has, and the person by walking away from the tzibur is being maskei himself from the klal, and he is automatically distancing himself from Toiv. So it's not in case something bad will come and happen and he's going to be in trouble. The etzem precious from the tzibur is leaving bachutz. He is no longer the Ashur Sashkin is wherever the tzibur is, and when a person brings in the tzibur, he's automatically losing that and he's going to be in bachutz. Bachutz for heaven, that's what that was. So the etzem yitzim in a klal is going to be it is a bad step for him. This Nekuda also it helps us understand a little bit by the Rasha in the Arba Bunim. The Rasha, we say the Fisha Hoita Samana Klau Kafa Meikar. In other words, in as much as a person is Meshayach himself to Klal Yisrael, the premise of Klal Yisrael, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Emuna. So to some degree, he's shayach to it. The minute a person parts, is mitzvah from the Klal. So that means it's the natik that also, and he's mibachutz, and it's automatically bad. V'dov hazeh mevuah divrei chachamim. Shemonu ha-porshim la-ketzivu chalminim va-bikorsim shekar b'tazazazim. It's like a very interesting. The Rambam lists, Chazal, Betzim, list porshim la-tzibur, like it says in Gemara Rosh Hashanah, ha-blaminim va-moisim ha-mishumodim va-bikorsim shekar b'tazazazim v'shem porshim mitake ha-tzibur. So l'chura, I mean, porshim la-ketzivu is a bad thing, but why is it that he falls in the same class as Minim, Moisim, Shemodim, and Apikorsim? The Rambam brings it in the same category. You could say the Baisim, maybe Agav Gor in that day, but the Rambam doesn't. The Rambam brings him Chodim Machta as Apikorsim. And the answer is because if a person is a Maimon, then being part of the Klal means I'm shaykh to the world of Amuda. And that's why the person sees himself as part of Kal Yisrael. He's a chelik of the Maminim, and whether he himself personally is a little mokki, he's a less of Kehitin, but his shaykhus is to the klau whose mitzvah is Amuda. When the person is menatic himself, so the person automatically makes a statement, I'm not shaykh to the klau and to its to its beliefs, because if I have the same core values as the klal, then I'm part of the klal. And if I don't have the same core values, then I'm not part of the klal. And it's you know, each one is a they are haynu hach, and b'meila the one is on the cheshem. It automatically puts the person as a kaifer. Let's say a tzibur has one inyan that this is what they identify with. All the people that keep Shabbos. If the person says, I don't see myself as part of the organization, I don't want to be part of the organization, then it's obviously they don't want to belong. He doesn't see Shemir Shabbos as being something that identifies him. So he says, you're going to say, called the Elam Chelet Bechlau. So the same thing is also true with anybody who is Perzakit Tzibur, pulls himself out of the klal, and the mela, anything that the klal possesses, is not his chelik automatically. The oma, kia klal wa ika la yochra prati. And the klal is the ikur, but not the dava prati. Why? So this is going back to what I said before, but he's saying it with a different knage. He's saying like this, let's take a marshal. This is actually Plato used, this is one of his main points. Whenever we see a triangle, so every single triangle is slightly different. And there's no one triangle that I can say Kazera Eva Kadesh, because each triangle is a different thing. And each one is slightly a different degrees, the angles, because no triangle is perfect. But when I speak of the cloud, that is the klal of color triangles kula, then three angles together at 180 degrees is the klal kula of all the triangles, and the mela that defines them. Since the yachid has shinuyim, so he is never ever what we're talking about. When I speak about triangles, I'm never speaking about this specific triangle, because every single specific triangle is it's a possible triangle. It's close to a triangle, but it's not a triangle. I'm always speaking about the klal, and a klal by definition is something that is immutable. If you take enough triangles, you put them together, so then you have, statistically, a triangle will always be approaching 180 degrees in its three angles. So whenever I have triangles as a klal, that's where I have the thing itself. He says, a yochid is never the ikar hamechuvin, because the yochid never is ikar hamechuvin. And even if today he's the b'chir Hashem, tomorrow he could not be. It's always given for change. So I can't, when I say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chafetz chashak and pleiner and almighty, I can never take it to mean so-and-so or so-and-so, because it could be that this is a person that will change tomorrow. When I speak of the klal, that's where I speak of an something that is nitzchi, and it shines to be koveya that the manmine Hashem is the person that I'm talking about. The thing about tamei batzma adir meisa, that's the hemshich of tamei batzma adir meisa klima. Al tamei batzmacha sheinat the balavera adir meisa. Don't believe on yourself that you're not a balavera adir meisa. Ki ha'adam aproti bal shinui ve'neifu tachas hashinui. So there is no such thing. When I see something and I say this is, it's mitzvah. It's fine. So I met on a person that is a tzaddik, and it's emes. But there is no prat that's ever muska from ishtanis. There's no prat that is not mishtane. So when I say that somebody is a tzaddik, a very big tzaddik, I'm talking about right now. This minute is a tzaddik, but I can't label the gavra as the etzem a tzaddik. When I say Yisroel Kedushim, the Kaisos Kaddish, then I'm talking about a fact. So just like if I say this triangle has 180 degrees in its angles, it could be if it's something soft that's going to come the sun is going to warm it up, and it's, the 100 degree angles will start becoming a little bit larger angles. And it's no, I have no big talk that it will stay. So I'm never talking about, because there is no mitzvah in a person that I can say it's permanent. A person has no chance for permanence. Okay. So that's why it says, so since everything is open for shinui and it's not for Gauss's mom, so with Mela, it is something that can never bear you can't trust that something will stay the way it stays just because it is that way. Avama oit, she'ena proti roi lozen as chaveru v'lomam, to also play the maithish rather lafis. V'yadono chaveru masha also. You can't ever say in an absolute way that Pliny is bad because he did this or that or whatever it is. Because he claims harbin laws. When a person does bad, I can't say he's a bad person. There's always an inyan of different inyan and philodis that are boiling it. Claimer. If I had the Eitz Hara that person had, so whenever we place ourselves as being good, if we touch up somebody else as being bad, that's because we have a sort of avonah that we are good. And we take a look, we take a snapshot of both him and me, and I say, I'm good, and he's not good. He keeps not learning, he keeps doing this, he keeps doing that. But when I look, but understand that there's no such thing about myself, that this is solid, the etzem, my mitzvahs. If you would have circumstances that were different, the fact that you are the way you are says nothing about if it was under different circumstances. Since a person, the etim is a Baal Shini, therefore they can never be bitachin in what he does. It's one of the inyanim der chagav that it's important to remember, the marshal, when a person works on himself, the derech kabbala. In other words, without practicing on the maisa itself. Let's give an example. A person is mekabel on himself to do X, Y, or Z. If the person doesn't do any pubulos to get used to it, but it's just similar to the fact that it was mekabel belief shalom with gomor. There's always, we think in ourselves that if we have an absolute kabbalah belief shalom with gomor, then what else could you want? The problem is that a person's the Leif Sholem Begomer is never a Leif Sholem Begomer. It's always totally in other people's Ritzainis and Das and so on. Shifting Ritzainis and so on. So today I'm a capable Leif Sholem that I'm only going to dam from a sitter. And I feel it's like a Leif Sholem. Everything is good. But my whole Mitzvah allows itself change all the time. I am a different person 2 days from now. I'm going to have a different set of insanus and deus. And I can't dafka be down from what was there to what will be there. So a person should never be my last amisa because no matter how resolute you have it, but your whole mind changes. The Amma, Af Davashu Inyan Zar, Shalim Al Zar Maisa, Kidom Zar Lassus Lodom, Me Achashu Davashu Zar. Even if a person does something that is completely unaccepted in society, so he's saying in the being done on someone else, if I could say, let's take an example. If I have a ruler that's made of a very, very tough and resilient material, so then I put it up against something else, that the shape in it doesn't have the right shape, and it's soft, whatever it is, so then I could say that piece A calls piece B detached. I have a ruler that's a perfect foot long, and I have another ruler that's kind of off a little bit. It gets bent to the heat, it contracts with the cold, and it's not so good. So there, the first one is down the second one and says, my Matthias is calling your Matthias into account. But if one ruler happens to be the right length, and the second one happens not to be the right length, then I can't say the first ruler is calling the second one into account. It's not the first one happens to be right, but there's nothing mitzad atzmai that's in any way batuach that it's going to be remained away. So Marshall, let's say I put the heat up the first piece, the same temperature the second one. Let's say I was to distort it. It's let's say I was supply pressure to it or whatever, then it would distort itself like the first one. So there's no guarantees there's no guarantees for anybody themselves. And the Nailer, his material cannot be done the other person. There's an Indian, interesting. When we talk about being done in Pesha Mishpah, in. So, if you kosher lo, then you kosher lo, and that's it. If you're talking about morally being able to hold somebody else in account, not midinei bezdin with Bein Shem Zon. Can I give you techacha? So it says, if Chazal say, they would turn around and